And the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good to have you with us on this Thursday morning. I really do. I say that, but I mean it. I'm glad you're with us. I appreciate you listening. I'm always kind of, people come up to me and say, oh, I love your show. I'm like, oh, man, thanks for listening. I really do. I just appreciate it. I know you have choices, and you choose us, and I never take it for granted. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Joins us every Thursday to preview what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, very good to be here. One of our top stories is about how a drug den was seized and destroyed here in Santa Rosa County in the South End. And so we went down there. We saw them give a press conference, the sheriff and also County Commissioner Colton Wright. And then after that, they had an excavator just tear this mobile home that was in the all the Americas subdivision down there, just tore it to smithereens. And what I found out is that the owner of that home is Damian Cleish, and he had been arrested many, many times. And the last time he was arrested was for opioids and different kind of drug dealing and trafficking. But he has not been convicted yet. I thought that was interesting. But they can take it through an NREM, I-N-REM action. And so it doesn't require a conviction, and you can just go ahead and take up home this, because they said they had responded to that home over 76 times.
Yeah,
because of different disturbances. It was definitely a nuisance property, so they have hopefully taken the situation, made the neighborhood a lot safer.
We also had you guys have a story about how we got a new fire station coming, either coming or is it already here? Or what's going on here?
Well, so right now, Midway Fire, they are in a situation where there have been so many new subdivisions that have been built on this peninsula that Midway Fire is now dealing with, like, some of the subdivisions have 30 homes, some have 400 homes.
Yeah.
So they have got so many more homes, you know, that are under their responsibility. The current fire station is about to be paid off, so they're going to go ahead and just continue their mortgage on the new fire station, and it's going to be on Abercrombie Road. So they're looking forward to that. They're hoping to break ground in 2024, in the beginning part of 2024. And so that will definitely add to the abilities for people to have a responsive fire department in case anything were to go wrong.
Very good. You also have a story about, on a related subject, how fire inspections can help prevent bad things from happening, right?
Yeah, and this was news to me. I didn't realize that if you live in the Midway Fire District, you can get a free fire inspection of your home. And we have a story about a woman who had bought a home that was really new, one of the newer construction homes, and she had someone come out and take a look at what she needed to have done. And she was very surprised because her house actually did not meet the recommendations for the number of fire smoke alarms and how to maintain her what's that thing called where you the fire putter outer thing?
Fire extinguisher?
Yes, fire extinguisher.
I personally like fire putter outer thing, though. All hyphenated, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's very descriptive.
Language is to communicate, so yeah, and you have communicated effectively the functionality of the device, so it's fine.
And if your house is older, you certainly need to have someone come out and take a look at it to make sure that you have. And the nice thing about this whole thing, it's completely free.
Yeah.
Completely free. So all you do is make an appointment with the Midway Fire inspector, and he will come out and take a look at your home and tell you what needs to be done. So if there's no obligation.
And they'll make sure that the fire putter outer thing is working right. They'll make sure that the fire wake you uppy thing will work right. You know, all of the relevant stuff. If you need to have a get out of your house in the fire device, you know, they have that too. So, you know, that's all good.
That's right. That is right.
Songwriters Festival, right?
Kick it off. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is so much fun. If you've never been to the Songwriters Festival, these are the songs that you might have heard on the radio, sung by and performed by the people who actually write them. And they are entertainers in their own right.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, sometimes they perform the song a little bit different. but they can also tell you why they wrote the song, what the song, you know, is about.
Yeah.
And it's such an intimate opportunity to get to know them and to get out and enjoy the some of the places that may be too crowded to go during the high season. And so I definitely ask everyone to go. It starts from the 3rd through the 8th, and we have a schedule in Splash Magazine as well. And so please get out and enjoy that. It's just a really treasure that we are able to offer in this area.
No, it's really cool because it's like you said, you get the writer's perspective on what the song meant, but you get the writer's version of the song too, which is, you know, going to be somewhat different from how the you know, whoever performed it eventually. And they can, you know, but it's almost like, you know how when somebody does a song and then somebody covers that song, this is like the opposite of a cover. It's the originator giving you what really was the first version of what that song was supposed to sound like a pre-cover or something. And I don't know, I just always, it's like you say, it's intimate, it's interesting, it's entertaining. They really are just wonderful things. You guys also have stories about the Gulf Breeze Dolphins going against Pace this tomorrow night. Splash Magazine is inside, and just the paper is always chock full of stuff. It's an amazing product that you guys put out every week. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday at this time. Lisa, thank you for keeping us informed. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Well, be sure and take care of your fire putter outer thingy, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
And the wake you up in the middle of the nighty thingy. That's awesome. You're the best. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
8:16 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
And a few things you want to watch out for. God, I love Lisa Newell so much.
She's great.
She is. Taking a look around. Traffic backed up Highway 98 westbound from Garson Point Bridge past Soundside Drive this morning. That's new. Crash eastbound 98 Navarre west to Orion Parker. Backed up past 87. And I-10 eastbound, there's an accident at mile marker 8. And that's backed up past exit 5, of course, eastbound. There's also an accident at Highway 29 in the Atmore cutoff this morning. If you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. Text in your traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Can I just say, this is, we don't say this very often, but I think it's important to say at least once in a while. You know, you say how Lisa's great, right?
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, I love her.
This area, you know, I have been blown away by so many people who are so capable, so so sharp, so knowledgeable in their field of expertise, and so willing to help. Like, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I call somebody and they will chat with me. If the people offer to go to lunch and breakfast and coffee, all that kind of stuff. But even just you think about like the interviews that we do. You know, people don't get paid to be on the show. You know,
they take time out of their day to do it. Yeah.
And, you know, I call somebody and, hey, can you come on? Yeah, of course. You know, and like it's humbling, honestly. It is amazing and humbling how many people are in this area so welcoming, so friendly, as I say, so capable, and also so willing to, you know, share and inform and take time out of their schedule. Anyway, just it's worth saying, and I don't say it often enough, so I definitely appreciate that. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business, you have employees, you have to take care of benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, payroll. You know, it's stuff that you typically you don't like because you didn't get into business to do that. That's like the red tape sort of things that you have to take care of because you have employees and you want your employees to get the best and you want to save money and all of that. It's true. Well, but it's just kind of annoying, right? So call Torgerson Causey. It's not annoying to them. They like doing it. This is the business they got into because they enjoy it. I know it's weird, but it's true. They're good at it. And they've been helping us here at News Radio for about 6 years, Cat Country, ESPN Pensacola. They're great. They gave us options we didn't have before, and they have certainly been fantastic on the customer service side, answering questions, getting back to us with the details, all of that stuff. So I personally recommend them. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, a comprehensive employee benefits agency, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fresh and clean as a whistle. That's Irish Spring. Fresh and clean as a whistle.
National vital interest is in degrading the Russian military. By degrading the Russian military, we actually keep our homeland safer, we keep our troops at home, and we all understand Article 5 of NATO.
We have to level with the American people.
I thought you said something about waiting until your turn to talk.
Yeah, Vivek says he's going to wait and be polite, and then he's interrupting Tim Scott, the senator, and oh man, they piled on Vivek over his, I will say, foolishness about Ukraine.
The reality is just because Putin is not Putin's an evil dictator does not mean that Ukraine is good. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties.
A win
that
has for actually, Russia is a
that
win
is not
for
true.
China.
We're driving
a
Russia.
Russia
excuse
is a
me.
Win Ex- for China.
Excuse me. If you have
but
a chance,
I forgot you like
you'll
China.
Have,
That's
no,
why you're
you'll okay. have you'll have your chance in just a moment. The hurling personal insults isn't helping. China is the real enemy, and we're
coming
driving
from the guy
Russia.
Who last time said everybody was bought and paid for. You that train left, brother.
Further into China's arms. We need a reasonable peace plan to end this, especially this is a country whose president just last week
Vivek,
was hailing
let
a Nazi
Putin have
ranks.
Ukraine that's a green
and
light to China to take Taiwan.
We need a
peace comes through strength.
Yeah, Tim Scott gets this, Nikki Haley gets this, Mike Pence gets this, Chris Christie.
Donald Trump said Vladimir Putin was brilliant and a great leader. This is the person who is murdering people in his own country, and now not having enough blood, he's now going to Ukraine to murder innocent civilians and kidnap 20,000 children. And let me tell you, if you think that's where it's going to stop, if we give him any of Ukraine, next will be Poland. Right. This is a guy who said, this is a guy in 1991 who said that was the darkest moment in world history when the Soviet Union fell. Listen, everybody, he wants to put the old band back together, and only America can stop it. Right. And when I'm president, we will.
And by the way, do you remember when the Democrats mocked, like, Mitt Romney over the Soviet Union stuff and, you know, the 80s called, they want their foreign policy back? Who's laughing now? You know, like, It's like somehow you just were unwilling to see what the truth of this man and his vision for restoration of empire was. And again, the basic fact to me that stands out is if you can spend 5% of your military budget and have a 50% degradation of the Russian military capability with that without putting your own troops on the line, I mean, that's a win. That is a huge win. I'm completely befuddled by these isolationist Republicans who seem to forget that countries that are strong helping countries that are weak and defending them, even just on principle, let alone when it winds up benefiting us by degrading our real enemies by proxy, those folks, I mean, that's a win. Across the board, that's a win. Anyway, 437-1620, 437-1620. There was another thing that came up in this conversation last night. We'll get to it in just a second. Dealing with abortion, it was a very important moment in the conversation. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Beverly Parkway and Hanson Boulevard in Pensacola showing an accident with a possible roadblock this morning. We see Old Chemistry on 29 showing an accident, but no roadblock this morning. We're still watching I-10 eastbound, although it is moving now a little bit fast after an accident at mile marker 8. Crash eastbound 98 Navarre, just west of Orion Parker. Now, that's still backed up this morning, but it is starting to move as well. And it's also backed up Highway 98 westbound from Garson Point Bridge. I don't think it's quite past Soundside now. Like, that's starting to clear up as well. If you have traffic tips, and I certainly watch for emergency crews in all these places, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, Candy, by the way, did you see this? You may have seen this. It's North Escambia, who does a good job of following Century.
Oh, I
Century
love
doesn't
Bill.
Even stream
yeah, North
their
Escambia.
Meetings. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But they should.
They rejected the tax increase.
I saw that. Yeah,
they had an almost 300%, a 280% tax increase, so an almost quadrupling of their ad valorem taxes that they were trying to do.
They have trouble paying for groceries. Like, they're going
to... Yeah, how are you going to quadruple your tax? And required a unanimous vote, and it was 4-1. So one person thwarted it. And I got to imagine that the folks in Century are like, thank goodness.
Yeah.
All right, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The first public hearing in President Biden's impeachment investigation starts here in about a half an hour. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer claims to have evidence that the president used his office as vice president at the time for his family's financial gain. That starts, again, at 9 central. The American soldier released from North Korea this week is in Texas. Authorities took custody of 23-year-old Travis King yesterday at the China-Korea border. And there's a new ketchup available. It's inspired by Taylor Swift, of all people.
Never heard of her.
Who is this Taylor Swift? She was at Sunday's Kansas City Chiefs game. During the game, a fan took a picture of Taylor Swift eating chicken strips with what appeared to be ketchup and, quote, seemingly ranch. That's what they put in the Instagram photo. And the photo goes viral all over the place. Heinz got in on the craze yesterday. They announced their limited edition ketchup and seemingly ranch condiment, and they call it a new era for Heinz.
Oh, my goodness. Kelsey Chip. Is that what we call it now? I need to work on that one a little bit. You know what's...
Where's that horn we had earlier?
Where's the penalty box? That's right. You know, I just thought of something. Maybe it's an odd thought, but you know how you have all these Instagram influencers? People say they want to be an influencer, sure. And then that one woman who's in, I'm an influencer. Blah, blah. Okay.
Right. Because somebody took pictures of you in a bathing suit. Congratulations.
Taylor Swift is an influencer.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
And she doesn't have to say she is. If you have to say that's what you are, you're not. 828 on News Radio 92.3. Back to this. Do I have time to do this now? Maybe I do. Interesting note in the debate last night by Governor DeSantis.
Former president, he's missing in action tonight. He's had a lot to say about that. He should be here explaining his comments to try to say that pro-life protections are somehow a terrible thing. I want him to look into the eyes and tell people who've been fighting this fight for a long time.
Properly hitting back on him on his attack on DeSantis for the 6-week heartbeat bill. And then Trump, I think DeSantis didn't know about this. Did you hear what Trump said in an interview? I think it was yesterday or the day before.
I think something can happen. This is an issue that's been going on for 52 years.
No, 49.
I was able to end it. That gave tremendous negotiating power to the pro-life movement. Tremendous negotiating power. Because they can't do the things that they used to be able to do. The pro-life was fighting it. We have these groups fighting this thing for so many decades. But it's exactly 52 years, right, as of a date in the not-too-distant future. And that's a long time. Everybody's raising money all the time. Everybody, I don't know, maybe it's some kind of a business. I don't know what's going on, but
it's a lot of money.
Everybody was amazed that I was able to do it. And I put them in a great negotiating position.
Did he just say that the pro-life movement is a bunch of people raising money as a business opportunity?
And that's a long time. Everybody's raising money all the time. Everybody, I don't know, maybe it's some kind of a business. I don't know what's going on, but
it's a lot of money.
Wow.
So Trump's pro-choice?
No, but this is the hardest abandonment turn away from the pro-life community I've ever seen a politician make. First, he abandons the anything below a 15-week ban, and now he's saying that pro-life groups were greedy money grubbers? Unbelievable.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Seven Republican presidential candidates at their second debate of the campaign used some of their time attacking each other. Nikki Haley, after Vivek Ramaswamy praised the Chinese-owned TikTok social media app.
You're now wanting kids to go and get on the social media that's dangerous for all of us. You went and you were in business with the Chinese that gave Hunter Biden $5 million. We can't trust you.
The Senate's only black Republican, Tim Scott, says welfare assistance has hurt black families.
Black families survived slavery. We survived poll taxes and literacy tests. We survived discrimination being woven into the laws of our country.
The debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California was co-hosted by Fox Business. The next debate is November 8th in Miami. New weekly unemployment claims up slightly at 204,000. Second quarter economic growth comes in at 2.1% in the Labor Department's final reading. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, I'm David Wayne. It's News Radio 92.3 72, mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. A motorcycle rider was killed in a crash yesterday on Gulf Beach Highway. Now, this happened at the intersection with Plateau Road. Florida Highway Patrol says the rider was headed west on Gulf Beach Highway when an 81-year-old woman driving a pickup truck didn't yield to traffic and pulled out to make a left turn. The motorcyclist hit the driver's door of that truck and was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. Just days after moving to their new campus on Brent Lane, Baptist Hospital officials have now started discussions with the city of Pensacola over a donation agreement for that legacy campus on E Street.
I don't see any roadblocks to an agreement. I think the biggest lift we have is an eight-figure, you know, amount that's got to have to be raised. And that donation agreement, the general format of that is going to be, if the city is able to help procure X dollars in funding for demolition, then the property would be donated.
Mayor D.C. Reeves confirmed during his weekly news conference, the demolition cost of the old Baptist Hospital campus is estimated to be between $15 and $20 million in order for the city to secure any state or federal funding for that demolition. They would have to own that property. The plan to transform the old campus into affordable housing developments. Milton city leaders have now signed off on their millage rate and final budget for the next fiscal year. The millage rate was set at 2.99 mils, more than the rolled back rate of 2.7095 mils by more than 10%. And as for their budget,
$46,028,238. It looks like voting is in progress. On the motion by Councilman Snow and the second by Councilman Jarrett, it's unanimously approved. Thank you very much.
The $46 million spending plan includes $5.6 million for public safety, $4.6 million for general government expenses, and $17 million for natural gas, water, sewer, and sanitation. There is a new recovery center for women that's opening its doors this coming week. It's called the Pearl Wellness Center, and their grand opening celebration is being held tomorrow. The location of the business is at 222 North Spring Street.
Yes, we are in the middle of downtown. But I mean, what a beautiful thing that we can walk and like really experience life with these women and also be in a journey, you know, to recovery.
That is Vice President Greer Noyes. And she talked with Channel 3, says the center is staffed with experts at treating addiction and trauma. And she says that long-term care is their focus. So patients there will be treated for a minimum of 90 days. Former deputy with the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office has been charged with possession of child porn. 66-year-old Thomas Wilkie was arrested on Wednesday. He was since released on $15,000 bonds. He's facing two counts of possession, accused of downloading images between October and January. And The ribbon was cut for a new medical office in Santa Rosa County yesterday. HCA Florida West opened a new primary care office. That's over on Avalon Boulevard. And they'll be providing annual checkups, of course, and care for chronic conditions for both adults and kids. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Well, a few accidents you certainly want to watch out for. This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Ask for Fresh from Florida by name and look for the Sunny Fresh from Florida logo at local grocery stores near you. Join the Fresh from Florida Club at freshfromflorida.com. And taking a look around, a few things that you do want to watch out for, as I mentioned, Old Kemp Strand at 29 showing an accident, Beverly Parkway and Hanson Boulevard showing an accident and very slow in that area. Burgess, which is always slow, and Sanders Avenue showing a hit-and-run crash this morning. We're watching Highway 98 and Tom Street in Navarre, and I'm still showing that it is very slow and in that area. But it is moving now. It was backed up past 87. It looks like it is moving. It's just moving a little slow. We got a text in, and thank you so much for texting it in. Highway 98 westbound, from Garson Point Bridge past Soundside Drive. So that is a little bit backed up this morning as well still, and that's still slow in that area. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thursday morning, it is a cloudy and soggy start for some. Rain chance sits at about 30% today, especially if you were south of Interstate 10. For the rest of us, it's just going to be a cloudy day with highs in the mid-80s. Now, as we head into Friday and the weekend, some good news. We do have sunnier conditions moving in, so it should be a little bit drier. And because of that, we'll see highs get back into the upper 80s to even lower 90s starting Saturday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Right now, 72 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at gogulfwinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Good morning, your money now. A mixed start for the at the opening bell today. The Dow is up 792 at 33,558.19. The S&P 500 is down 490 at 4269.61. And the NASDAQ is down 5253 at 13,51.17. Our 10-year bond rate today is up slightly at 4.65%. Gold prices up a dollar, $1,891.90. Silver prices up slightly at $22.73. And Bitcoin also up, $253.09 at $26,503.29. Weekly jobless claims were up this week. The Labor Department says initial claims for this last week came in at 204,000, an increase of about 3,000 from the previous week. UAW President Sean Fain will be making an announcement tomorrow morning on the union's next possible expansion for their strike against the big three automakers. Last week, they expanded it from three plants to add 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts plants. Ford didn't see any expansions because they made some progress in their talks. The writer's strike, though, ended yesterday, and the Hollywood actors, though, are still picketing. They want better pay and protections. SAG-AFTRA announced they'll begin negotiations again next week for the actor's strike. It's 8:40, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so this is one of those frivolous topics that comes out of the audience.
Oh.
And it actually comes out of the audience correcting me earlier today on something that cool. I said. What did you say?
I said cool.
Yeah, I know. That's great.
I never get to do that.
We were having a conversation. Oh, I played the theme song from Short Circuit, the Who's Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I made a comment mm-hmm. about the Johnny Five being,
yeah.
you know, the Johnny Five is the answer to the trivia question. Name a robot, the only movie where the robot was the good guy. Johnny Five. And so people started texting me in. Well, what about this one? What about, I'm like, frivolous topics sold. Done. Okay, so 437-1620. There are so many movies where the AI or TV shows where the AI is the bad guy. Right, or where the robot is the bad guy. You know, Terminator, Matrix, 2001, RoboCop, at least one of them. You know, Alien. I don't mean to ruin it for you, but the AI in Alien's a bad guy. In case you never figured that out, really, really, really bad guy. And so the question, and there's all kinds of like so many movies where the terrifying computer is the bad problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what about good ones? And I started thinking about this list. There are a lot of them. I was totally wrong that there's really just the one. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Send me your example of a movie or a TV show where the robot is actually the good character, the virtuous character, the noble one, not trying to, you know, destroy the world or whatever. So
I've got one.
All right, go on.
Kit. Knight Rider.
Oh, nice. I hadn't even thought of that.
That is the only one I can think of, though,
no,
besides
Kit,
Johnny Five.
Kit is fantastic. And, of course, once you think of Kit, then you go the other way and you start thinking of, like, you know, the Cylons.
No, right.
They're
yeah,
not the good right. ones, right? They're definitely the bad ones. So, no, Kit is a great answer. I am very impressed. I'm embarrassed. Didn't think of this one for a long time. And I was looking up, doing a little research, looking up a list of, you know, to see suggestions.
I feel like an idiot now.
And somebody said, you know, there is one that's fairly obvious. R2-D2.
And his partner.
And, well, C-3PO. No, but yes, and C-3PO
yeah,
are
I'm,
the good
boy,
guys.
Am I dumb?
They're the good guys, right? That's an impressive answer. So, yeah, well done. Somebody here says, here's another one that's this is a little easier to see.
Wally.
Wally is a good character, right? He's cleaning up the world and saving everybody. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, let's see. Wow, holy smokes, the number of texts.
I know. I feel really stupid. I lost my place
in the text thread because there are so many. Okay, Wall-E, somebody says. Somebody else says Wall-E. Somebody says Star Wars R2-D2 is the friend we all wish we had.
Yeah, no
he's
lie.
So loyal, so helpful. Iron Giant.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's an animated.
Oh, okay.
It's
I don't know what
really
Wally
good,
is either, but yeah.
Really,
yeah.
really good animated movie.
Oh, great,
yeah, exactly. Lost in Space. That's one I didn't even think to grab, but
same.
Sure.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger,
right.
Will Robinson.
And really, you know, Mr. Smith, Dr. Smith is the terrible one. You know, the human is the incompetent mini.
Yeah.
Okay, so Max Headroom.
How Max Headroom,
good, how good
sure.
did I do at Max Headroom?
Pretty
is
good.
That all right? All right. Let's see. 437, 1620. The Jeffersons, the maid. Rosie, right? Wasn't the maid Rosie?
It wasn't the Jeffersons.
No, it was the Jetsons.
It wasn't,
they said
that
Jeffersons.
Was Florence. Yeah,
I knew
but,
what
yeah.
they meant, but yes, yeah. the Jetsons
it was
maid,
Rosie.
Rosie,
hey, the
right.
Statue of Liberty play.
Oh, this is such a great answer. Data from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's such a...
And you forget because it's
Data.
Yeah,
because he's a person, but he's not. And he's eternally, of course, trying to be more human. I mean, that's...
Right.
Ah, it's so wonderful. What a great example. Terminator 2, sure. Arnold's bad in the first
right,
one and good in the
right.
second one. No, that's fair enough. The TARDIS. Oh, is that... Okay,
that's
so...
That's that Doctor Who.
I know that, but I'm going to rub some people the wrong way, and I don't intend to. I've probably cool. in my life ever seen like one or two episodes of Doctor Who, maybe. So,
but
it's
you've
just,
seen all the Monty Python?
Yes,
same
I know.
I
get
you.
It.
I know. Right.
I'm just saying. I know for a lot of people that's a thing, and just it, whatever reason it missed me, you know, that's all there is to it. The iRobot movie. In Will Smith's movie iRobot,
there was
the one.
The one robot. Right.
One good one, and the other ones are not so good. Oh, and this is a fair point. If the AI the artificial life form, thank you, in Alien is bad, well, Bishop makes up for it in Aliens.
Bishop's
a great character.
I forgot about Bishop because he's like Data.
His name, and all of a sudden is Henrik Ericsson something. He's the actor.
Lance Henriksen.
Lance Henriksen. Mm-hmm. Thank you. 437-1620 Candy. What's going on with the traffic?
I like this one. Twicky. Is it Twinkie?
Oh, that's great.
Is that it?
Hey, put my computer up a little. I don't know. My sound is really... Oh, that's my fault. I did that. I did that.
Eat lead, sucker.
Voice of Mel Blanc. That's awesome.
I didn't know that's who voiced it.
Yeah, Twinkie's
the
best.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Okay, I'll tell you what else is awesome. The traffic in Navarre, eastbound on 98, it looks like it is moving. It is still very, very slow westbound, though, as you're approaching after an accident at 98 westbound from Garcon Point Bridge. It's past Soundside Drive still. Debris, maybe plastic crates blocking the left lane of I-10 eastbound on-ramp. That's from Scenic Highway. And if you have traffic tips, text it in. 437-1620. I-10 eastbound, by the way. That accident looks like it is completely moving now. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, if you're in the market for that next vehicle, a good quality, almost new, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition vehicle, that's Frontier Motors. That's what they specialize in. They're great at it. They've got 300 different cars and trucks available at any different moment, and they're all kind of clustered together. Trucks are here, vans are there, SUVs are here, sedans are there, compacts are there, and you can sample a whole bunch of different ones. It's like, I always say the buffet of used cars, but it's really like the 5 or 6 different buffets of almost new cars. And, you know, great prices, obviously, wonderful customer service, just a great place to buy a car. And then, you know, if you're like me, you're going to drive it, you know, for maybe 200,000 or 300,000 miles and then buy another one just like that. That's how we do. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. What did I just grab?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Nice. Say that's good.
Trying to get as many of them in there as we can. I don't think that I have. I'm just looking at my list here. I don't think I need to go get this one because I don't have a kit sound. Sorry, I don't have it for you. 437-1620. The question was, robots and AIs are often bad guys in the movies, often the bad guys, and, you know, good warnings, and there are not a lot of... But then the more I started thinking about it, the more there are good guy AIs, good guy robots in movies, and we're going through the list there. The robot in... who's just called Robot in Lost in Space. WALL-E. 5 of 9, Jerry Ryan. What is that? I don't understand that answer, but I'm sorry. Big Hero 6, yes. Oh, he's great. Iron Giant, yes. Tweaky, yes. Lost in Space, WALL-E. The bad guy is the ship. Oh, so that's a good point. A lot of the movies in WALL-E, the ship is the evil one, right?
Yeah.
That's hosting all the fat humans. And a lot of times in movies, when you have a bad one, when you have a good one, you have a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like iRobot, one versus the many
whatever. Sure,
so
sure,
you
sure.
you have examples of, you know, it's not just the good one, right? Oh, so now that's interesting. Somebody says Blade Runner, and I don't want to
Time to Die. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's Sling Blade Runner. Sorry.
Yeah, something very good. there's interpretation there. You know, who's a replicant would be the question. And let's leave it at that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, the Autobots.
Right, Optimus Prime and his whole gang. That's right.
Of course. But, of course, then you have the Decepticons who are the bad guys.
Right.
Let's see, 437-1620. I had one other one. Where was this? Put it on my list. I just don't want to neglect to mention it. Bicentennial Man was another one.
Oh, God. I can't talk about that. I'll cry.
Yeah.
That's such a great movie.
It really is.
Late Robin Williams.
Her, please. AI.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Her. Yeah, did you see Her?
I did. It's been a while. I don't remember all that well.
Right.
And then there's a TV show called Humans where the, you know, the artificial life forms are kind of the good people, sort of. I mean, somewhat anyway, at a certain point. So, 5 of 9
it's
is a Borg from Voyager.
Right,
okay,
right.
Very good.
And they affected Data.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I don't remember that episode, so I apologize. Interstellar's another good one. Moon, somebody mentioned Moon is a good one, too. So, there are.
Yeah, I guess. Moon is great.
This is interesting.
It was directed by
David
Bowie.
Would you classify Whopper as a good AI?
I don't know, like the Burger King Whopper?
No,
yeah.
Whopper, the computer in War Games.
Well, he wants to play a game.
He does, but he kind of winds up saving the world despite the programming route that's been initiated.
Well, he wasn't malicious. He was trying to be friendly.
Well, and he was just doing what they told him to do, but then he was the one who recognized that, you know, nuclear deterrence is insane, which, you know, it is. I don't know what the better option is, but it is. So that's kind of an interesting one. I never thought of Whopper as being, you know, the good guy, but certainly in the end.
How about a nice game of chess?
8:51 on News Radio. You have me at hello. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. Hello. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Jaclyn Harris Preparatory Academy presents The Many Faces of Tina Turner on Friday, September 29th. Sue Strawn will host an evening of electrifying music, fun, and dancing by Dance Connection. Master storyteller Robin Richard will share the story of the most amazing recording artist ever, Tina Turner. This is a fundraiser event for Favor House, so join them for a fun evening. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
She was a bad egg.
A Oh, man, I wouldn't normally go back here at The Frivolous, but I do want to mention, somebody had texted in a couple of, like, the question was AIs and robots that are good characters in a movie or TV show, and we had so many texts, oh my goodness. But somebody had said, like, was it Ghost in the Shell, the anime, and then Metropolis? Somebody else said Joe Biden. That's funny. somebody, maybe Mike Pence. And then somebody else said, and
no
this one made
robots.
This one made my heart so warm. Johnny Sacco and his flying robot.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's like Ultraman era, Godzilla era, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so
cool. Hey, that's cool. Yeah.
Made me so happy. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look around, we've been watching I-10 eastbound. There was an accident near Mallamucker 8. Now, that's been cleaned up, so you should have a pretty easy way of going through I-10, except near Scenic Highway, as I understand. There's some debris blocking the left lane of I-10 eastbound on-ramp from Scenic. Crash eastbound on 98 in Navarre. That's been cleared up. And traffic backed up on Highway 98 westbound from Garson Point Bridge. That's past Soundside Drive. Use caution there, and certainly wherever you are, if you see an accident or a slowdown, text in 437-1620. Keep that number handy. Pep Talk with Jan Casey coming up next. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And Christina Leavenworth will be there.
That's right. I was just going to say, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a great resource to call, to bounce ideas off of, to see, you know, what can you buy, what could you sell for, how fast, what's reasonable, what to expect, all of that kind of stuff. You know, and she's great at it. She loves to talk to people, loves to meet new people, loves to give advice and, you know, just listen to you and figure out what your situation is and then help you figure it out. Because I know there's a lot of uncertainty now, right? Market changes. Is it going up? Is it going down? Should I hold, buy, sell? What about interest rates? What do I qualify for? I mean, all of that, right? And trust me, she has the answer. Over 230 homes sold last year. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. Christina Leavenworth, 723-9158. And like Candy said, she will be on Pep Talk coming up next with Jan. So you can literally call her in 10 minutes, you know? And
she's a real estate nerd.
Yeah,
she's a nerd anyway. And she's wicked cool.
She
I love her.
She's great at it.
She's our girl.
437-1620. Final kind of thoughts on this whole presidential debate from last night. I mentioned this earlier that there were just some weird moments in the debate, aside from the, like, who's sleeping with the teacher moment or saying Donald Duck or, you know,
just all of that kind of stuff.
And, you know, Nikki Haley just beating down on Vivek Ramaswamy, which was actually kind of entertaining. The bickering about the curtains, the what now?
Secondly, on the curtains, do your homework, Tim, because Obama bought those curtains.
Did you send them back?
It's in the press.
Did you send them back?
It's the State Department.
Did you send them back?
You're the one that works in Congress.
Oh, my gosh.
You get it.
You hung them on your curtains.
They were there before I even showed up at the residence. You are scrapping.
I'm not scrapping.
Excuse me.
You wanted a gas tax increase, and then it's The View.
We do not intend to go ahead like this. In fact, we're about to take a commercial break.
We do not intend to go ahead like this. Good for you, Stuart Varney. And then the end gimmick of the newlywed, the newlywed game.
It's now obvious that if you all stay in the race, former President Donald Trump wins the nomination. None of you have indicated that you're dropping out. So, which one of you on stage tonight should be voted off the island? Please use your marker to write your choice on the notepad in front of you. 15 seconds starting now. Of the people on the stage,
I'll decline to do that with all due respect. Wow. I mean, we're here. Like, well, you know, we're happy to debate, but I think that that's disrespectful to my fellow competitors.
Nobody wants to participate.
Good for you, Governor DeSantis. Tell him it's a dumb idea, and I'm not going to disrespect the people in the room like that when the guy who is not in the room is the one that Christie wants to vote off.
Governor Christie, I believe I did see you write something on the card.
No, but I'll certainly tell you.
Go.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, I think I've been the only one on this stage who's been clear about this. I vote Donald Trump off the island right now. And the reason I vote him off the island...
You won't vote any of the people on the stage off the island.
Every person on this stage has shown the respect for Republican voters to come here to express their views candidly, and directly, and to take your questions honestly. I have respect for every man and woman on this stage because they've done it. Vivek, put your hand down for a second, would you? I still got time, dude.
I got something to say. Oh, man. No time for future news, or at least not much of it. Will anybody drop out before the next debate?
No.
Mike Pence, Tim Scott. I hope. I don't know.
I thought Tim Scott was great.
Will the anger management course for the public schools in Escambia work?
Yes.
I love this idea. Help someone who can help teach them how to do it better.